The cab pulled up in front of Tom and Jerry's bar and grill and let me out after I paid $430K. I stepped to the sidewalk with my hand on the shotgun pistol, but there was nobody around. I hustled into the bar. It was surprisingly clean on the inside, dimly lit and furnished in fake leather and fake pine. I went to the bar and got some fake bourbon, and presumably real water for $120K. The water cost $20K. A waitress came over with a tray.
"Pop one, brother boy?"
The tray had a rack of old-fashioned hypodermic needles.
"Not today, thanks."
If I was going to pop one, I'd use an aerosol. The needles looked unsanitary and painful. She set the dope down on the bar and eased onto the stool next to me. She sat with her chin cupped in her palm and stared at her reflection in the mirror behind the bar.
"God, Tuesdays."
I mumbled something.
"You want to go in back for a quickie?"
I looked at her with what I hoped was a neutral expression. She was wearing only a short skirt of some gossamer material, and it plunged in a shallow V in the front, exposing her hip bones and a few bleached pubic hairs. I wondered what could possibly keep it up. She wasn't bad-looking. Could have been anywhere from her late 20s to her early 40s. No telling what they could do with cosmetic surgery and makeup nowadays, though. Maybe she was older than my mother.
"Thanks anyhow."
"Not today?"
"That's right."
"I can get you a nice boy if..."
"No, no thanks."
What a world. She pouted into the mirror, an expression that was probably older than Homo sapiens.
"You don't like me."
"I like you fine. That's just not what I came here for."
"Well, different funds for different ones."
She shrugged.
"Hey, Jerry, get me a short beer."
He brought it.
"Oh, damn, my purse is locked up. Mister, can you spare 40 calories?
I had enough ration tickets to take care of a whole banquet. Tore off a 50 and gave it to the bartender.